Good morning, DC, Maryland, Virginia, wherever you're listening to the Junks on the Odyssey app. We do thank you. We appreciate it. Welcome to a triumphant Tuesday on the Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. I gotta cue up the music super early.
Play the music, Cakes.
What a victory. What a resounding statement by the Commanders on Monday Night Football. 38-33. Back and forth affair. Jaden Daniels coming out party. Just a huge road win for the Commanders.
Monster.
Who apparently just have a high-powered offense and never punt the ball anymore. That's what this team is.
It was a virtuoso.
He hasn't punted since the Tampa game.
It was a virtuoso performance by Jaden Daniels.
He has 14 incompletions in 3 weeks.
I know we're going to do Graydon Jaden at 6:45.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that's
pointless. I mean, if anybody in this room or anybody on the planet doesn't give him an A+, then you're the world's worst grader, or you just didn't watch what happened last night.
He's a superstar.
You didn't see what transpired.
He's a superstar, and he's only scratched the surface.
He's just getting better.
I don't know, 1% of what this kid is capable of doing. The number one thing that blows me away the most is his poise. Mm-hmm. He's got the poise of a 15-year veteran.
He's unflappable.
I mean, Kingsbury and those clowns are taking forever to get the play in.
Hey, Kingsbury called an A-plus game.
He did. Get the plays in with the crispness.
Let's
make some decisions. Come on.
Well, his plays are like, they got 800 words.
Okay, well, you know what? Cut down on the verbiage then. Yeah.
Figure it out.
Get less wordy.
I thought it was a college offense. That's what the corner for the Bengals said.
That guy's getting dragged.
Listen.
Cam Taylor-Britt dragged mercilessly
online.
He's a
loser.
As he deserves. And he was getting dragged by his head coach, too.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor was like, you know what? That's a team that hasn't punted in 2 weeks. That was an unnecessary barb by our player.
Right.
Like, he called him out.
He called him out, yeah.
As he should have.
Hey, we're going to be talking about it for all 4 hours, but maybe Drab deserves some credit. The blue Slurpee, Terry McLaurin coming out party.
The blue Raz Terry Slurpee.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
How's 7-Eleven not going to jump on that? Like, let's hype this up. Let's get Terry McLaurin another endorsement deal. Because the guy deserves one.
You think I didn't get a blue raspberry Slurpee this morning at 4:30 a.m.?
That's a great idea.
Well, it melted on the way here and turned to juice. Didn't last till 6 a.m.
That's okay.
Is there a 7-Eleven nearby? We send Mara out. We can all suck on one during
the show. Somebody needs to bring Slurpees
by. We can all slurp Terry McLaurin all chill long.
We did say this on the show when people were starting to question, where's Terry? Terry's fine. And the narrative would have been different had Jaden connected on the potential touchdown pass in week one that he overthrew by a couple of yards. Terry was getting open. And we started to see this in week two when Jaden started to throw the ball downfield. But Cliff Kingsbury with Jaden Daniels, they're slowly opening up the offense.
Do you understand? If an alien came down from outer space and landed on Earth, and you showed that alien the two Monday night games last night and said, hey, alien from outer space, which of these two quarterbacks is making his third start in the league and which one is making his 53rd start in the league?
Mm-hmm.
And you watch Trevor Lawrence play and you watch Jaden Daniels play. Well, the alien would have said, well, Trevor Lawrence is, you know, a young rookie trying to find his way. And that Jaden Daniels fella, he's special. He's amazing. He's an alien like me making his 53rd start. Turns out it's flip-flop. Trevor Lawrence stinks, went into a hostile environment, couldn't get it done. His team was buried at halftime, dead and buried. And Jaden went in to Cincinnati in his third start and
nearly put the
team on his scrawny shoulders and led them to a victory.
But you know what? He didn't do it alone. The offensive line was incredible in pass protection, I thought. Man, what a leap that group has taken.
Mm-hmm.
That was the weak link that we were all worried about offensively. On defense, we were worried about corners. Turns out we need to be worried about everything on the defense, but that's another story. And again, I tweeted it multiple times. Finally, I think I'm vindicated here with our weapons. We have weapons. You can say what you want. Jaden Daniels He's literally hit 1% of his potential, okay? Eckler still got it. Now he's got the concussion, so he'll be out for a few weeks.
That hurt.
But,
cost us the parlay, right?
He's clearly still got it.
Just typical of my luck to add over to 2.5 catches.
McLaurin is obviously, you can argue whether or not he's a true one, whatever. Right. The guy's a weapon. B-Rob's a weapon. Luke McCaffrey, we're seeing him grow right before our eyes every week.
EB, the biggest weapon's Jaden Daniels.
No. I know, but I want to
highlight
the
others. He is the biggest weapon.
Of course, I said he scratched 1%, but you guys diminish our other weapons, and I said, look, they don't have to be the best at their position, but they can get the job done, and Luke McCaffrey, Brown, we got guys that can make plays, and if we're going to score points. Now, the downside is we're not going to stop anybody all year.
Shootout City.
I mean, we didn't punt, but they didn't punt either.
Right.
That's true.
And we did the old bend but don't break, which is the worst bit in football, so... I'm not trying to be a fly in the ointment. The defense is atrocious, but it's okay. I would have even been okay with a loss last night because I'm so excited to watch this offense.
Jaden's passing is the headline.
They were super efficient. They really were.
Yes, Jaden's passing is the headline, but his ability to run for first downs when they give him the ball, where it looks like a tackler's got him.
He's special.
And he's slippery. He's obviously super fast.
He's tough.
I think he leads the league now in first down runs.
Yes.
Yeah.
By a quarterback.
He does. By a quarterback.
I mean, he's just breaking people's ankles when he has to pick up the extra yardage. He's tough. Like
How about the foot first slide, the baseball slide?
He slid.
The pop up slide.
It's perfect.
And Dan Quinn deserves some credit because they went for it on fourth down on several occasions.
Three times.
Yeah.
And look, they've got a kicker who has hit all of his kicks.
Yeah.
And they could have played it the safe route and gone for a long kick, and people would have quibbled, or they could have punted. Mm-hmm. But they said, no, we're going to put the ball in Jaden's hands.
No. Quinn knows his defense sucks. So he needs all the points that he can get. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you know what? I'm not risking a 56-yarder, even
Plus
though Seibert's been great.
He didn't have the leg for
he
that
He doesn't,
stuff.
But he's been great. And I'm not going to give the Bengals the ball in great field position and expose my defense again. He took his cojones, put him on the table, and said, kid, here it is. And Jaden came
through. The way their offense is running, they're just the short third and fourth downs are manageable.
Right.
They're just so manageable.
Hey, I need to keep hearing that.
They didn't have a lot of third and longs.
Right.
No, it was unbelievable.
And they didn't turn the ball over. They only had three penalties.
They hit third down conversions. I believe they're sixth in the league through 3 weeks.
That's why. And then they kept scoring or kicked a field goal. That's why last week when we were struggling in the red zone, go to the tape, I said, I'm not worried about that. That was just an anomaly. That was a weird jumping off sides 100 times. I go through like three quarters, we had zero penalties.
Yeah. They corrected
that. We had a couple late.
Yeah, they corrected
that. You know, which is kind of silly. And they were able to overcome them because those penalties in years past would kill us. Like second and 21, whatever the hell we had. And then we still get the first down, march down, score more points.
By the way, how good did it feel?
This offense is different.
How good did it feel when Seibert trots out for a 42-yarder, you're like, oh, he's going to make this.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable.
He's going to make a 42-yarder.
With Seibert, 45 and in, I'm not really going to sweat it, especially,
In weeks past, you're like, oh, you see the kicker, you're terrified.
Yeah.
I still don't have full confidence because I know he's bounced around the league.
That's fine.
I think he's bounced around the league because his leg's not strong.
Relatively, like to what they've had, the trash they've trotted out in the last 3 or 4 weeks, he seems like it's stability. In the spot.
By the way,
take that.
And again, it sucks that Eckler's going to be out here probably for a couple weeks.
Yeah, that does suck.
But that's 2 weeks in a row of big kick returns from that
huge.
Kick.
Yeah.
Big kick.
He's not washed.
He's been a huge.
Eckler, not washed.
Yeah, that was fake news.
I called that.
You did call
it. I called it.
You did.
Months ago.
Go, oh, they cut him for a reason.
Yeah.
Or let him go for a reason.
Well, they're stupid.
They're stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb.
You're dumb.
Hey, it was the first time since the Super Bowl started, all right, Super Bowl era, that neither team. Punted or had a turnover.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, that's a cake's dream game, right?
That was incredible.
I watched Jaden.
So much offense.
And he's going to have turnovers because they happen, but I don't ever expect them. Like, we have other quarterbacks drop back and throw, and you hold your nose, and you're waiting. Taylor would drop back, and every time you hold your nose and close your eyes and pray to God that floater wouldn't get intercepted.
Well, he wasn't the second overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, that's
this is
why,
a different
that's
animal.
That's why you picked Jaden Daniels at number two.
Yeah, but
because
there are plenty of number
special twos
that drop back
that is
and
true.
Throw picks.
80% completion percentage. Think about that.
Yeah, on the year.
Through 3 weeks.
For the year.
Yeah, because last night was 90%.
He's got 14 incompletions. I mean, that's just...
He's just poised way beyond his years. And you know, I think Kime said it this morning as I was driving in. I was listening to his pod that he recorded like at 2 a.m.
He'll jump on at 7:40.
He said, you know what? Guys like Jaden Daniels, they're different in the sense that they rise to the occasion on Monday nights. They live for that stuff. Guys have played 55 big-time college football games. They've played in the SEC. They've played in the biggest stadiums in the country. That guy lives for moments like that.
Oh, and Commanders fans, going forward, 2025 and beyond, get ready for more late nights. Because it's not just going to be, oh, the Commanders have the mandatory Thursday game and maybe one Sunday night game.
It's a good point.
They're going to be on Sunday nights, Monday nights, every night that they can put
I love that.
He's a superstar.
He's going to be on all the nighttime games.
I got up at 3 this morning to watch the game.
Look at you. That's good hustle.
You guys went to bed at midnight. I was rolling over in my bed looking at the clock.
It was such a the performance was so good. I wasn't even worried about getting minimal sleep.
I just
wasn't
even
sweating it.
It was so
riveting and so exciting, which is usually the antithesis of what watching Commanders football in primetime usually is.
Right.
That it was
honestly
worth it.
And I'm so jaded from all of the catastrophes, as all fans are. Catastrophic losses over the last 20 some years.
Yeah.
I was already wrapping my brain around, it's okay if we lose. It's okay because this is exciting.
Right.
They were like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're going to score on us. Mm-hmm. We can't stop anybody. Miracle that they're dropping balls and not completing them and we're getting field goals and field goal misses. Miracle.
Right.
Literal miracle. Because our defense is atrocious.
I mean, McPherson usually hits everything. He's missing field goals. You saw that. You're like,
I was okay. Right. I convinced myself last night, I don't even care if we lose. Because I know they're going to play exciting brand of football.
You would have come in here and go, you know what? Doesn't matter because Jaden Daniels is silly.
Right. He's the star.
Well, that is the biggest thing.
Building block.
It's the biggest thing
of the
season.
By the way, the 4th and 4?
Yeah.
I mean, huge.
The what?
The 4th and 4.
Yeah. Just massive.
I mean, up 5. Right? Up 5 at that time? Go 4th and 4?
Well, when you
and
have
then
so
the
3rd and 7.
I don't
really worry about that because I know, guys, we're going to find
got
somebody.
All the weapons.
We got so many weapons.
Well, that was the pass to Ertz. That was the pass to Ertz.
He just, I think, anytime
Ertz
it's.
Ertz also
if it's,
not washed.
If it's.
Correct. Not washed.
Yep. If it's 3rd and 5.
Oh, by the way, they got hooked recovering that fumble, too.
Yeah, be honest. Yeah.
But if it's 3rd and 5, or even 4th and 5 or less. Just put Jaden out on the perimeter, and he's going to either
spread out the offense.
And we started to see it a little last week, but now you're seeing a little more from the arsenal. Look, when's the last time a Commanders team was 5 for 9 on third downs and 3 for 3 on fourth downs?
That hadn't happened in years, ever.
I mean, Hal had some good games.
Complete red zone efficiency turnaround, too, from the week 2 debacle against the Giants where they kept marching backwards.
Well, that was just the stupid penalty stuff.
Just scoring in the red zone at will.
And by the way, I don't know.
Fat guy touchdowns. How great was that?
Yeah, amazing. I killed the coaching staff last week because I really feel like coaching is a part of that.
Yep. Yeah, here it comes. Come on.
No, well, they did whatever they needed to do, and they were locked in in the red zone. No false starts.
Because they're a good staff. That's why.
Yeah, they correct. Did what was going
and
poorly.
Kingsbury knows offense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, anybody who thinks he doesn't, he knows offense.
You know, you have a problem in the red zone.
Right.
Have an eligible lineman catch a pass.
They also have balls, like Cake said. Terry McLaurin apparently came to Kingsbury and said, hey, if we're going to go for it, give me a shot. Gave him a shot. Like, it would have been an easy thing to not necessarily take a deep shot on that play. And they took a deep shot. Game over.
Hey. Yeah, it was game over. But again,
what's funny
they disrespected him. Cover 0. No back help. I mean, you got to give him
a
shot.
It's funny
there.
What a game like that does to the fans.
Oh, because energizes the base.
I got a buddy, my buddy Greg. I guarantee he's listening right now. He texted me overnight.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see it until this morning.
Is he taunting you?
No, he says, we're going to the Super Bowl.
we're not going to the Super Bowl with that defense.
No.
I didn't respond. I just, that's typical.
We're not going to the Super Bowl. That defense is terrible.
Jaden Daniels.
But.
He has the potential to go deep in the playoffs if he's surrounded by a bunch of talent.
But now you look at the schedule. Like last week we said, oh, man, this 7 field goals, really? It's trouble in the red zone. Defense still sucks. Well, now that you go to Cincy and win like that, now you go, all right, well, Who can't we beat?
Right.
Well, as somebody who predicted a win yesterday.
You did.
Yeah, but I don't know if you really believe that. Deep down.
I mean, I was hoping.
I know it
dawned on me, though, honestly, and it didn't play out exactly how because we didn't dominate the time of possession. We didn't have it for 40 minutes.
Yeah, they didn't run great.
They ran for over 100, and they had three rushing touchdowns. And it was Jaden's passing and poise that was the difference in the game. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But it did dawn on me yesterday, wow, you know what? Employ that same formula, we could actually do this because Jaden is so special, and it played out better than I could have imagined. Although, again, I don't want to be a turd in the punch bowl, Cakes.
Yeah, come on, let's
just
positive.
But that defense, I don't know, they fix something. That defense is atrocious.
Might not be able to.
I don't know. I mean,
there were touchdowns on St. Jude's strong
next year.
There were touchdowns on their best corners.
You know how you combat a terrible defense?
I know you guys scored
11
40.
Yards per attempt.
Yeah. Hey, I lost my 401k listening to Eric.
Because I didn't even do it. I just did.
Well, you told me I lost my 401k.
I did a small tease where I did take Cincinnati, so I did emotionally hedge it. Small tease. But because I actually started to believe that we could win last night.
Yeah. You told me over 10.5 passing receiving yards
for
B. Rob
Robinson.
And what did he finish with?
Four.
Yeah, not
all
10.
The others.
He
hit.
Had one catch.
I think all.
Yeah,
the
you told me
hit.
You told me to liquidate.
Okay, but all the others hit.
Not the Eckler over 2.5 catches that Jason had in the parlay.
All right, but I mean, that's the worst luck in history.
I know, we got
Horde. Got concussed.
We got Horde.
He had over the 18.5. We said that was a joke.
Because Jamar Chase had the touchdown. He had over receiving
if
yards.
If Eckler doesn't get hurt, he's got 4 or 5 catches for 50 yards.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. All right, we're celebrating on a triumphant Tuesday here on The Fan, presented by Chenega Myos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We'll take your calls when we come back on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number as the Commanders go get a huge win on the road, improved to 2-1 as they beat the Bengals on Monday Night Football. Give us your reaction to just a masterful performance by Jaden Daniels last night. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on The Fan. Joe Buck with the call on the Terry McLaurin touchdown as the Commanders stun the now continue to be winless Bengals in their home stadium last night. Commanders improved to 2-1. Bengals now fall to 0-3. We are the Junks, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, on a triumphant Tuesday. We're about to take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National
People
Harbor
are all jacked
listener
up.
Lines.
Hey, they're in first place.
Look at this. Look at that.
They're in first place.
Jacked
and
up.
The Cowboys lost this week.
Fantastic.
And have looked awful.
I mean, yeah. I believe even Ravens fans were rooting for Skins last night.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, of course. Divisional game.
Yeah, that's
divisional
true. Game. That is
well,
true.
Divisional
it's a good
opponent.
Point.
Yeah. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. You know the deal. Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Just going to go in order here, Cakes. Ben, what's up, man? Play the music, Cakes. Let him hear it.
What's up, Ben? Got to punch him up.
I thought I did.
Hey, buddy.
Ben.
Hey, what's up?
And you know, here's the interesting thing. Also, Jaden Daniels he's only been in this league for a couple of weeks, and imagine what's going to happen when he actually gets used to the speed and he develops the chemistry with his players, and he'll be able to hit the quick hitters and some of those timing patterns and things like that. And one thing
seems
I
like he's hitting them already.
Is,
yeah.
He was hitting them last night.
Because you transported me back to when I was 7 years old and I was watching Sonny Jurgensen throw to Charlie Taylor, and there was absolutely no defense.
Yeah,
it's a
throwback performance. Thank you for the call. What Jaden did last night, he's igniting a dormant fan base, a fan base that's been just like begging for something like this to happen for the last 25 years outside of the one RG3 year. I'm getting texts from my son down in North Carolina. He goes, I freaking love Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
And then my other son at College Park is like, are you watching what's happening? I'm like, yes. Of course, I'm watching what's happening. And, you know, that's a 27-year-old and a 20-year-old. They haven't really seen this. They haven't seen, outside of the Robert year, like a quarterback do what Jaden Daniels did last night. They're much more used to this team falling on its face in a big primetime spot.
Well, I was already preparing for the loss, but I was going to be okay with it.
Right.
Because our offense, we're totally in the right direction.
Right.
We're like on the right path. And I'm just going to write off the crummy defense. It's just something we have to deal
with.
That's
just something.
Yeah, but Cakes is right about the fan base. Yeah. So Kelsey sent me this text. She's in L.A. And she was in a panic because at first she wasn't able to get the game. But then 5 minutes before game time, she was able to. I had to send her a code and all this stuff. Very simple. I love Jaden.
Love Jaden. That's the
And then later on, Jaden has so much poise, which is true. He just looks super comfortable. That was a virtuoso performance by Jaden Daniels.
Here, to put it in perspective, Jaden, and I didn't know this until I read this morning. So, I mean, I knew he had two games where we scored on every possession, excluding kneel downs. Here's the perspective. Brady, Breeze, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes have combined to do it twice in their entire careers.
Yeah.
He's played three games, and he's done it twice.
You know what we should do, EB? Here's what we should do. We should send a gift basket to Ryan Poles.
Right, for drafting.
Who is the GM of the Chicago Bears. And we should write a nice card saying, thank you. And I'm not wishing Caleb Williams any ill will. I hope he has a nice NFL career. Mm-hmm. But we should write a nice note to Ryan Poles saying, thank you for taking Caleb Williams, number one.
Right.
We appreciate what you did, all of your scouting and all your all your work behind the scenes.
I like it.
And letting Jaden Daniels fall to number two.
Grabby, it's a good bit. Can we do it?
Why don't you write one?
Hold on, can we do that?
I can write him a note.
Can we send Ryan Poles a gift basket?
Yes.
Like a fruitcake.
Yeah, whatever.
They draft. Well, you know, just can we do that?
We can definitely send him
100%
a gift basket.
Can we what do we put in it? We'll put
fingernails,
nail polish,
you know, maybe a purse,
bedazzled phone,
bedazzled phone
case, all of it,
A bunch of picks, like toothpicks, because he throws picks all the time.
Say thank you, Ryan Poles,
let's do that,
for letting Jaden Daniels fall to number two. It's a basically good bit. A miracle.
It's a great bit. In fact, we have to do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Will CK sign the check for that?
Sure, let's go to CBS.
Let's go to Petty Cash.
CBS.
Sign that check.
CBS.
Yeah, get our toothpicks.
Oh, CBS. I thought you said CBS.
Oh, no.
I was like, that was like four companies ago. All right, let's go to...
Jaden Daniels is top five in quarterback rating in the NFL right now.
Well, that's what happens when you go 21-23 and you throw 90+%.
But I will say also...
That touchdown to McLaurin was such a low percentage.
Yeah,
10%.
I mean, he threw it perfect.
Perfect
it was, but it was such a low percentage shot. It was just one of those nights.
Well, he knew he was going to take a hit. He talked about that after the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then, look, Terry, that's a great catch to track that ball.
I didn't think behind your head. When he first made it, I was like, I don't think he got it in. And then you saw the replay, clearly did.
But you knew he was going to catch it. There was no way that ball goes up and Terry McLaurin wasn't at least catching it. Like, maybe his foot, maybe he didn't drag one of his feet. He wound up doing it.
Yeah.
But you knew that he was going to make a huge play.
I just didn't think he got in, but he did.
Yeah, according to Next Gen Stats, the probability of that completion was 10.3%, the most improbable touchdown of the season and the most improbable completion by the Commanders since they started keeping those stats in 2016.
Right.
Well, I think you saw a little glimpse of that with that throw to Diami in the preseason. I never wavered on his ability to throw downfield. Never once. I did waver on Cliff. He was under my microscope in the first week.
He gets a pass
now. A little bit better in the second week of the second half. All right, now I'm just going to let him ride until he pisses me off.
Yeah.
But right now, he's in good stead with your boy.
A slight upgrade from Eric Bieniemy. Just a slight upgrade.
Well, by the way, UCLA, I believe their offense is 111th in yardage. They're like 115th in points. They're averaging 15 points per game. They're dreadful. He's a fraud. Worst offensive coordinator in the history of ever.
By the way, Jaden Daniels.
You were questioning Kingsbury. You were questioning him.
Now
you love him.
I don't love him. I'm backed off the criticism.
You should.
Yeah, actually,
let's see what happens next week.
Do people understand?
They're opening up the offense.
Jaden Daniels.
He called an A++ game.
He called an A game, not +++. Too slow with the play calls.
No, there could be reasons
for
that.
That's minor. That'll get rectified.
There could be reasons for that.
They almost ruined us.
Jaden Daniels went on the road in his third NFL game, and all he was doing is, I'm going to paint my Mona Lisa, you guys. You guys want to watch it in prime time? Paint my Mona Lisa. Just do that. I'm going to write Hotel California right in front of you guys. It was that's his magnum opus.
And didn't even look like he was sweating.
It's gonna get better. It's just gonna keep getting better.
The calmest dude I've ever seen.
He's just so chill.
I wish I had some of that. I'm just such an anxiety ridden.
He has no anxiety.
Mess at 54. He's how old is he? 24.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be 30. All the college ball he played, but
he didn't have a long time in college. But you know what? It's paying off.
Paying off big time. All right, let's go to, I don't know, Chudy. I don't know how you say that. Chudy, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, no, it's Chudy. You got it the first time.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, so, man, last night was fantastic. I argue that in 3 weeks of football, that's probably the best competitive game I've watched in this early season. I mean, Jaden's that dude. That's his A-plus game. I'm just hyped, man. And I'd also be hyped for Luke McCaffrey. He was getting open, and he's growing.
Blossoming. Weapons, EB.
We have weapons. I get mocked all the time. We have weapons.
He's going to be that dude.
We have McCaffrey that dude, was statistically, by Pro Football Focus, last week was one of the most open guys in the NFL. His separation.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a season-long stat. Now, that was just through two games, or it was just last week in particular. But and that was a good play. They'd noted in the broadcast where that conversion on third down to McCaffrey.
That was a great play.
He had him in one window, but he was flushed by a little pressure, and that's where Jaden rolled to the right page and threw downfield.
They're on the same page. Jaden's making throws now on the run. It was a point of emphasis. DQ said that he'd been doing it in practice. We just hadn't seen him do it in the game yet. Well, now you're starting to see
it. I did chuckle when somebody on Twitter said that Luke McCaffrey's going to outscore his brother in fantasy points in 2024.
Well, he's getting like it's a weird vice on the Achilles, like over in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine flying to Germany? Imagine that flight just to go check your Achilles.
Well,
that's how serious it is.
It tells you something's going on, and they're going to do some crazy nonsense over there.
Some blood spinning.
At a minimum, blood spinning. They're going to go to wherever LeBron goes.
I think the combo of McCaffrey and Noah Brown can make your number. That's your number two wideout. It's not necessarily either one of them.
One guy. Yeah.
I mean, it's the combo of them. That's your number two
wideout. I'm going to say it right now.
You got your tight end.
Noah Brown is a stud. I don't care if he catches 30 balls or whatever. He's a stud.
He's an effective
player.
He's
a difference maker. Yeah. And I can't believe. I understand they have great receivers, but you can't tell me they had like six better than him. That's crazy to me, but thank you. Thank you, Houston.
Send a gift basket to Houston while
we're
at it.
Yeah, we'll do that too. Let's go to Kevin in Clinton. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up,
man?
Kevin?
Good morning,
man. First of all, Case, I love you, man. I hope to see you out at the MGM one day, man.
How about next week?
I'm there a lot. Just come on out.
Okay. When are we going to be there next week, Case?
Wednesday, October 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Man, I just want to say, man, hey, look, I feel like crying last night, man, because I've never seen that since 1991, man. I'm so happy for this guy, man. You just don't know, man. And first of all, for all y'all listeners out there, they've said we should have picked Drake May. I've been listening to y'all since April,
Jason.
Man.
That's Jason.
Where are the Drake May fans right now, man?
Hey, he hadn't had an opportunity to play yet. Huh? He hadn't had an opportunity to play yet.
I like you calling
Lurch
out, though.
And that's why he's on the bench. This man is special, man.
Good call, Kevin.
This man is special.
It's a long career.
I can't argue with it after last
Jaden
night.
Jaden definitely is ahead right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Kevin.
Can we get a picture of the board?
Drake
who had Jaden number one overall?
Yeah, I don't remember my board. I hope I had Jaden high.
I call you the BMW man. I call Case the gambler man. Y'all had him number one.
Yes, thank you.
The other two of y'all had Drake May, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
I think it was just me, because I think JP had
I Drake May, too.
Yeah. And look, yeah,
I
Drake
May like five or six.
I used Sabah call in today because she needs some surgery on her eyes.
Who?
Sabah. Nicole's in every day.
Oh,
she
Sabah.
Was the main one.
We haven't heard from Sabah in a long time.
And she's crying for Taylor Heineke still.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, she still wants
Heineke.
For
Taylor
I think
Heineke.
She's happy that the Commanders are winning.
I would think, yeah.
Sabah still listen or just call the other show? Like, because she hasn't called here in a long time, right?
She bounces around.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jared in Mechanicsville. Jared, what's up? Going with the jumps.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, man, sir.
Yeah. So, man, this offense is absolutely just amazing. And the fact that we're finally seeing the weapons that we have.
Thank you.
Because we actually have a quarterback who can find them down the field.
Yep.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And by the way, I don't know who else did this, but I bet $132 on the money line for Washington last night. So winner. I ended up winning $500.
Winner, winner, nice. Winner, chicken wow. dinner.
That's a big one.
Big one.
Good score. Yeah.
I didn't have those balls.
Well done. Well done.
Let's go to Charlie Newport. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, guys, this is the great Redskin commander slash whatever the hell they want to call us, Jaden Daniels. Yeah, it was a big win, and they do it every time when we're down and out, they win.
Well, that hasn't actually been the case.
Is that all you got? Come on, now.
Okay, I like his revisionist history.
I'm just fired up. I've been a fan for over 55 years. I've been through the good, bad, ugly, and so now Sammy beautiful Ball. Is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. I hope you're right, Charlie. Thank you, buddy. Hang in there, pal. Thank you.
They're halfway to their win total from last year. They won 4 games last season.
Ooh, my 10 wins predictions, it's live.
It's definitely live.
I think
still
live. They're right on pace where I had them at 2-1 right now.
2-1.
I got them winning next week, too, I think.
I think you did. I had them at 3-1. They're the Cardinals, so, right?
And I feel a lot better about that. And they're the Bengals.
Yeah, they're the Bengals.
You do always like to disrespect half of the NFL.
Well,
we had that host on from Cincinnati yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Egger.
He thought it was going to be close.
He did say it was going to be close, but he also said he's used to kind of the same plight we've had here with his Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a squeaker to the Patriots in week one.
Mm-hmm.
They lost because of the pass interference to KC. Now they just lost a game where they didn't even punt.
Yeah.
They didn't
That's got to be a difficult
couldn't stop,
pill
but didn't
to swallow.
Force a punt. They didn't punt, but didn't force a punt.
Well, they're 0-3. Their playoff chances are...
What is it? 10%? 8%?
They're not making the playoffs.
Their offense looks good, though.
Their offense looks great, but their defense...
I'm surprised.
We make everybody's offense look great.
No, Chase, fair point. Chase did some damage, but I'm surprised they didn't throw to him more.
Yeah, I thought he'd be even more targeted than he was.
Look, we didn't force any punts. I thought we needed 3 to 4 punts to win, but we did hold them on field goals, and they missed the one, and that was the difference.
It was the red zone efficiency that was the difference.
We're celebrating a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan, presented by Chinigan Myos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers at MIOS.com. When we come back, we'll be grading Jaden, passing out grades for his performance last night. And don't forget, John Keim from ESPN.com will join us coming up at 7:40. We'll get back to your calls shortly on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067 on a triumphant Tuesday. We're basking in the afterglow of a really impressive performance by Jaden Daniels and the Commanders last night, getting a road win in Cincinnati to improve to 2-1 on the season. We can go around the room quickly and grade Jaden. I think everybody's going to have a very similar grade. I'll start A++. How could you not give him an A+ for the performance last night? 90% completion percentage. He throws a fat guy touchdown, rushes for another touchdown, threads the needle to Terry on the biggest play of the game. That's an A with 20 pluses behind it.
Totally agree. 21 for 23, 294 total yards, 3 total touchdowns. Any third down, any fourth down, they're going to feel comfortable just putting the ball in his hands, getting him on the perimeter. He'll usually run for the first down. He didn't have a huge yardage total running the football, but he was so effective when he ran.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz, I'm going to paraphrase him here. He basically said it in the preseason. He said he's not going to be, I'm going to say, a star, you know, in the future. He's a star now. He's just, Jaden Daniels is a star, and we've only seen a glimpse. He's only scratched the surface of what he's capable of. So, A++++++.
He was near perfect, didn't do anything wrong. He was the difference in the game. He's completing 80.3% of his passes with no turnovers, which leads the league.
He was the best player on the field, on a field that included Joe Burrow, who's been to a Super Bowl, and Ja'Marr Chase. He was the best player out there last night.
Well, and I'll tell you what, again, it has to be said, the offensive line has done a remarkable turnaround. Remarkable. He had time. There were some of those plays where he's patting the ball. He's got time to make a decision there on whether to throw it or take off. We just haven't seen that kind of time, consistent time, in quite a while. So that evaluation was good. I think their evaluation, again, I don't want to be a fly in the ointment, but the evaluation of defense, I think we're terrible on all the levels.
I think our D-line's terrible. I think our linebackers are mediocre and our secondary. I mean, I like St. Juice. I thought he had reasonable coverage, but he doesn't have the sense to get his hands in the way. By and large, we're bad at everything.
Sanders still
levels.
Made a couple of plays.
I like him.
Now, he got beat,
got a couple
obviously.
Guys I'd maybe keep.
He obviously got beat on the first touchdown, but he made a couple plays behind the line of scrimmage.
If you blew up the whole defense and said start from scratch, I don't think we'd be much worse off.
No. And I think that's what Adam Peters is going to – that's basically what he's going to do over the next couple of years.
EB, your quote from Zach Ertz came on August 5th, early in training camp. He said, a lot of times you talk about rookies like, this guy is going to be good. Jaden is good now.
Yeah, I'm going to say a star now. I'm going to say he's a star.
By the way, what did the Vegas odds makers do for the Arizona-Washington game? Because they set this total at 47.5, and they scored 71 points. What do you do?
I don't know.
Like, that sounds like a shootout brewing
in the
desert.
Well, it's probably going to be high 40s. It's probably going to be 48.5, 49.5.
Tickle 50.
You know what Jaden Daniels
maybe.
Is?
Right 50.5. 50.5, Cardinals, 4.5 point favorites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we're already in the 50s, boys.
Look at that.
Welcome.
Well, more than a field goal favorite.
Yep.
I love us.
It's kind of no respect there.
Plus the points.
Of course you do.
Take the total, go down, go over.
Mm-hmm. That'll go down, too.
That's your favorite. Do you know what Jaden Daniels is? Dan Quinn said it on this show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a game changer. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Biggest tell ever from DQ.
He's a game changer.
Biggest tell ever from Dan Quinn. I want to play poker with that guy.
Well, Jaden Daniels is single-handedly like saving his career because he was starting to look like Ron Rivera Jr.
Right.
For a game and a half.
Again, can't stress this enough. Thank you, Bears, for taking Caleb Williams and letting Jaden Daniels.
Big dummies.
Jaden Daniels just fell in our lap at number two.
Big dummies. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. I know we're. Okay. So we've all graded. Jason graded. Everybody graded. Yeah. All right. So here's a bit. This is actually kind of funny. Mo from Largo, who we love, who'll hang your TV on a tree in your backyard, in your house, whatever you want.
Yep.
Okay. Mo can hang a TV anywhere. He's got like a one handicap. Unbelievable golfer. Probably scratch. Probably plus handicap, actually. He's calling. And his dad, separately, is also calling.
You know what? They both got the feels last night.
Let's see here. Let's go to Mo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to lock you in. And let's go to Mo's dad. Mo's dad, Melvin.
Melvin and Mo. That
Melvin
sounds like a morning
Mo.
Show.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I hate for you to say that.
I thought you was retired, man. I didn't think you got up there.
I am retired. But full disclosure, guys, he's been saying, hey, make sure you tell him you Mo's dad. I'm like, I'm not telling him that. Come on, man. But, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
How does Mo's dad sound younger than Mo?
Yeah,
Mo's
dad.
What's going on?
Mo's dad's working. A stud.
Because I'm still working.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still working.
Yeah,
does Mo's dad play golf? Mo, Melvin?
No, I invested in his golf game early on. And it's a story behind that one day, guys. When I come down to your Poker Open, Cakes, I'm going to play this week. I'm going to play next Friday.
Come on
next
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Special guest Bounty. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll be there for sure.
Excellent.
Now make sure you come up and say hello.
So
right,
what do you think?
Yeah, let's go to Mo's dad first. Out of respect, let's go to Melvin.
Absolutely. A-plus, right? A-plus. A-plus. No question about it. But here's the deal, guys. What everybody's missing is everybody talking about calm. He's so calm. Mm-hmm. No, this is what he does. Mm-hmm. But here's something else, right? Everybody's comparing him to Kellen Williams. That's not the comparison. I know everybody wants to do that. The comparison is C.J. Stroud. I'll tell you why. Because them boys grew up together, mm-hmm. right? They've been competing against each other all their lives. And if you go back and listen to some of the interviews that Jaden Daniels has done when he talked about C.J. Stroud, and one in particular, you know, I won a Heisman. He hasn't, right? The comparison is C.J. Stroud between them, right? That's what you're looking at here, and that's what everybody's missing. Don't compare him to Kellen Williams. And I said it the last time I called in. Kellen Williams was not the best quarterback in that draft.
Right.
And I'll say it again, right? Make no mistake about it. And it's going to play out. And I know it's only three games and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, if you watch Kellen Williams play and you watch Jaden Daniels play, it's night and day, right? It's night and day. And Jaden Daniels is not going to do anything but get better. Now, that said, Let my son on the line. Thank you,
Melvin.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy.
I like the father-son bonding.
Yeah, it's good.
And by the way, we see where Mo's passion comes from.
Generations chiming in.
It's handed down to him.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mo.
So before I get started, I just want to say that I was wrong because I didn't know how we were going to win this game. Mm-hmm. Based upon what I saw last week, I just didn't know how it was going to happen. I thought Ja'Marr Chase was going to go off, and I just didn't think that we were going to be able to score enough points to keep up with them. But with that being said, it feels so good to be vindicated with the play of Jaden Daniels, because I remember when I called in back in like February or March when I came back from Dubai and I told y'all how I watched all of those games on the flight and, you know, I watched all of their worst games and it never felt like Jaden was the reason why they lost. He's a spectacular talent. And like you said, EB, he's only scratching the surface, man. And the poise and the precision and the ability to be elusive when necessary. I mean, this is just it's an incredible journey, and I'm just glad to have been on the front end of this, and I'm going to get to watch this. But they looked special last night. I'm going to, you know, I must say, getting him under center proved to be beneficial. I like the adjustments that they made, and, you know, moving forward, I mean, I don't know how the defense gets better, but at least it looks like we have a direction to move forward in, and that feels good.
Well, you have a star quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
that's the biggest thing. You have a star quarterback.
Right, thanks.
They've been looking for that for years. Thought they had that with RG3 in 2012, and they did have it in 2012, and then it vanished. But they have a star quarterback right now. I was watching Scott Van Pelt after the mm-hmm. game, and he had Ryan Clark on. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Clark, you know, LSU guy, mm-hmm. former Redskin. So he obviously seems like he would have some bias towards Jaden Daniels. But he said he was on the sideline when Jaden was 18 in a game against Oregon, against Justin Herbert. And he said Justin Herbert took the lead, and Jaden Daniels showed him then his calmness and his poise and led them on a game-winning drive to upset Oregon.
It's funny.
He was 18.
You know, Mo's dad mentioned comparing him to C.J. Stroud, but I think you could still compare him to Caleb because they're all sort of the same era.
Mm-hmm. Same draft class.
And I was kind of thinking about it as I was coming in because, I've said all along, I actually think all these rookies are pretty good. I think Bo Nix is pretty good. I think Jaden is going to be a star. I think Caleb will be fine. These quarterbacks are just so well prepared now. They've been groomed for it. And that was the thing with Jaden. Jaden's been groomed for this. Virtual reality, personal quarterback coach. All, you know, we all see it with, you know, kids start at 11, 12 years old with personal coaches. I mean, the quality of player that you're getting and that you're going to continue to get is incredible. He is the real deal.
We'll continue to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines throughout the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:40, we'll be joined by John Keim. Covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Don't go anywhere on a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan.